Sessions touts substantial pushback against deep state under Trump. One unified executive under the Constitution. By Jeff Poor on December 15, 2019. One of the gripes that may have led to the election of President Donald Trump in 2016 was how the federal bureaucracy had overwhelmed the government to a point where some saw elected officials were no longer in charge, but instead unelected civil servants. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, discussed the progress Trump has made in taking on bureaucracy, or the so-called deep state, especially as it is related to within the Department of Justice. Sessions told the Jeff Poor Show that he credits Trump with those efforts, including the firing of James Comey as FBI director. "I think there's been a substantial pushback," Sessions said. "Comey, the FBI at the top level, not the grassroots here in Alabama and everything, but the FBI at the top level, they were leaking. They seem to have a political agenda. They seem to be hostile to the president. He's gone. The whole leadership at the top level of the FBI has changed. Throughout the Department of Justice, there are people who have been there a long time and have their own agenda. But you have one unified executive under the Constitution. It's in the person the people elect. That's the president. The president is the head of the executive branch. He's responsible for whether it performs or not. The people in it are subject to his leadership and should follow his policies whenever they're lawful and can be executed properly." Sessions also noted the impeachment effort underway in Congress, which he tied to the unelected bureaucracy. "I do think we're at the point this impeachment is an abusive thing," he added. "The Senate will have to wrestle with how to do it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.